what I want to do today, this is our Culture Week A professional inquiry, and we want to focus on tutorials. Just what we'll focus on, I'll get into in a second, but we want to do three things today. Four things really, finish on time is the first one. The first is a presentation by me on the vision, and I'm being very brave. It's a picture culture, which is a particular style of presentation that limits you to 20 slides, no more, and 20 seconds per slide, and they're automatically advanced every 20 seconds. So you have to be quick, you have to be really well prepared, which is the thing that's worrying me. But also you need to reduce your presentation down to precisely what you want to talk about. No waffling, no sidetracking, no diversions. So what I'm going to do is present my vision as it currently stands for tutorials. What we're then going to do is to do a World Cafe that Miranda's going to run, looking at tutorials in a bit more depth. And then, very quickly at the end, we'll wrap up with where to from here. So, 20 slides, 20 seconds. Just to preface, I think I'm allowed to preface things, because then I can say a little bit more. To preface things, what I'm doing is presenting where my thinking is on tutorials at this point in time. It's not necessarily the right way, and it may be different in 12 months' time. And certainly, I've done a lot of reflecting on what my vision for tutorials has been in the past, and it's not saying that that's all wrong, but it is saying that there's an iterative process that's going on. This is my current thinking for tutorials. Here goes, 20 slides, 20 seconds, first slide. So, when I started with tutorials, we based everything that we do on relationships. And the focus for tutorials was very much a home for every student in the school. That there was a teacher who was responsible for their learning, who cared about their learning, and guided their learning. But very quickly, we came to realise when we're having these conversations that it's not just about knowing the students well, it's actually knowing them as learners. So the muffins that I would buy and eat in class when it was somebody's birthday actually didn't help to advance my knowledge of them as learners. I would never give up 20 minutes of an English lesson to eat muffins. What I would do, another thing that I did was run spelling tests. But that was not necessarily based on much data. There were students in those classes, I'm sure, who could spell better than me. It was not differentiated, and it was very much teacher-directed, that we're going to do spelling now because that will raise your achievement. So it wasn't personalised. Another thing that's caused me to reflect on what I do in tutorials is the survey that's on the sheets in front of you. 59% of students could see the link between tutorials and specialist subjects. I either wasn't achieving specialist subjects or high achievement in specialist subjects, or I wasn't communicating that I was doing it very well. Another thing that caused me to reflect on tutorials was Colleen's quote from Graham Aitken, I think, that it's really important for students to see themselves as their own teachers. And I questioned whether I was actually doing that in my tutorials. Got thinking about how I would articulate my vision for tutorials, and I kept coming back to this guy here, Guy Claxton. He wrote a book called Building Learning Power. And that, to me, really captured precisely what I was trying to do in tutorials. I was saying building capacity, but in fact it's building power. So let's look at each of those three things in turn. Building, and in fact what we're doing with these students is building their skills, building their knowledge, building their abilities as learners. I like the idea of scaffolding. We eventually take our scaffolding away and they are learners that are powerful and able to learn on their own. The second thing is learning. That's what we focused on in tutorials. It's across all areas of learning. It's not just specialist subjects. It's the meta-learning. It's the key competencies. But it's also high achievement in culture, in sport. It's areas life-wide, really. It's also about building power. And I really like this metaphor because it's a network. It's interconnected. It's related to students being powerful. It's related to their efficacy, to their student voice. It's about them actually making their way in the world. And one thing that I keep thinking about is Team New Zealand and how they got to win the cup. Tom Schnakenberg, when they won the cup, he, every question, every design decision that they had, he would always ask, will it make the boat go faster? If it didn't, it was put away. If it did, they actually did that. They made that decision. And for me, that's very much what we're doing. And Nick and Celia have been having a bit of fun with this, doing exactly the same thing within tutorials. The question is, in tutorials, if I'm going to have muffins or run a spelling test, will it make the boat go faster? Will it help those students to achieve really high in the specialist subject area? And I'll put it to you that if it doesn't make the boat go faster, we shouldn't be doing it. I can make the Shakespeare boat go really quickly. That can be a fast boat because I'm an English teacher. The challenge for me is to make the music boat go faster, to make the maths boat go faster, the science boat. That's the challenge for me as a teacher. So I had a situation where the student had a tricky maths question. I couldn't help them with that. They said, can I go, during tutorials, can I go and see my maths teacher? And I said no. And I said no because we don't wander. That was the only thing that I could articulate for the reason why he couldn't go and see his maths teacher. What I should have been saying was that going and seeing your maths teacher won't make your boat go faster. What you can do is go and find that expert over there, it was a Year 13 maths whiz, and get him to teach you what you need in order to achieve really highly with this maths problem. He came back and I asked him if that was helpful. He said, well, kind of, and I thought, well, no. And he said, well, actually, he didn't tell me the answer. I worked it through by just talking to him, which affirmed precisely what I was talking about. I can't be the expert in music, in science, in maths, and everything to learn all of those skills and all of those dispositions that students need in order to be able to achieve that. But they can. So instead of me being at the centre of all of these different disciplines and areas of expertise, the student needs to be. And if they all have their different strengths and weaknesses, then we can do something like this companion planting, the three sisters, which is very, very common. The corn grows up, the beans grow up around the corn, and the pumpkins kill the weeds down the bottom, flatten the weeds down the bottom. We all grow symbiotically and together, and if we all contribute our strengths and make our boats go faster, we'll end up with something like this, which is a reciprocal roof structure, which is actually self-supporting. At that point, I as the tutor pull back, and in fact, the tutorial supports itself. So that's my vision for tutorials. It's focused on building learning power. It's about equipping the students to achieve highly across all areas of their lives, really. And it's about making the boat go faster.